Case number 10954, Bay Shore Inc., north of Road 358, Sandy Cove Road, northeast of Pratt Road, being lot 101 within Bay Shore Mobile Home Park. A variance from the separation requirement between units and the maximum allowable lot coverage in a mobile home park.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Sure. Brett Cox, 30145 Bay Shore Road, Ocean View, Delaware, 19970.
You swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Brett. I'm actually here to represent a tenant that's in our campground currently who would like to put a new mobile home on this lot number 101.
Mm-hmm.
I hope everybody has a survey.
Mm-hmm.
And, people here on lot number 100, or lot number 101 has been vacant for several years. Not sure exactly how long, but it's been quite a while. So the people here on the right, on lot number 100, had built a deck. When I put the home on at 5 feet off center, or off the sideline there, I only got 18 feet. And then the mobile home on lot number 102 has been there since probably the very early 70s, so it's a little closer to the property line. These people would like to put a deck on as well and with the shed. They would be encroaching on the left line there. We only have 15 feet instead of the 20 feet. Also, time they get their home on, the shed on, and the deck on, instead of using the 35%, they would be up to 41% according to this survey. The uniquenesses are that this park was built back in the latter 60s when mobile homes weren't really too big, and now they're getting bigger and bigger all the time. We did keep this home in length down to 70 feet so that we could meet the 5 foot front and back yard setback. Everybody this day and age, they want bigger and newer, and we are trying to upgrade and put some newer homes into the park. This lot here, like I say, has been vacant for several years, and to put a new home on it, it'd be pretty hard without a variance. The effect on the surroundings, I really don't believe there would be any effects. The lots on either side of it, they're already developed, the homes are there. The land behind it is vacant, there's nothing behind it. Sure what else to say there on all this.
Okay.
Like I said, the park's been there since the 60s, and the lots are a little smaller.
They can't put a smaller unit in there?
We could get a shorter one, but as far as the width, I don't know that they could get a smaller than a 14 wide. And so I guess the only thing we would still, I guess without the deck, we would then have to move the home over another 2 feet from the right side yard. We were trying to keep things relatively uniform.
Right, would they need that size? I mean, they make their deck smaller so it would work too? Like a patio or some type that could, would that work?
Yeah, I mean, possibly, I guess. I know that people would like to put a deck up with an awning in a room, so or like a
right.
A silver top awning, bridge braced awning type thing.
Mm-hmm. okay.
Do all the mobile homes have decks on them?
Not all of them, but the majority of them do. And we have had some other variances where we encroached a couple of feet to build a deck as well.
So if you didn't have the deck, you would be you'd be in compliance. In other words, I could
get the home on the lot.
And you would meet the setbacks without the deck.
Yeah, I'd have to move the home. Instead of being 5 foot off the line, I would have to move it over another 2 feet. Yeah.
That would leave him with a foot extra.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Roughly a foot extra.
He won't be able to have a shed either because it wouldn't meet.
It wouldn't meet that.
Even if moving the home.
Look at this again. What's the size of the existing deck they have now?
This is a vacant lot.
Oh, vacant lot. Oh,
vacant lot right now. It's like I say, they're in the campground now. They would like to move up in the mobile home park and be a permanent resident there.
Mm-hmm.
So they, like I say, this is a vacant lot.
Okay, I'm safe. I'm on 102. Okay.
Typically, 8 foot width on a deck is typical?
That is kind of what we've been requiring in the park to try to keep them uniform.
Right. It appears the other two, and at least it doesn't show that their width, but they appeared
it,
if it's...
It is 8 foot.
If it's to scale, at about
100,
5 foot.
Yeah, right. As we did do on one section where we had 14 wides... so that the people didn't have to get variances, we allowed them to put a 6 foot deck up, but it's by the time they put a picnic table in it, they couldn't hardly walk around it. So we were trying to, you know, keep with the 8 foot deck to give them a little bit of room and also being uniform as well.
So that's the old saying that who was there first. Has the advantage. Now they're 102 and lot 100, they were there.
That's so correct.
So if you want to put that on there, then that'll make that 101 the variance and be in violation.
I believe you did state that lot number 102, that existing home has been there since the early 70s and is closer than 5 feet.
It's only a couple of feet off the line, so that kind of makes that encroachment a little more as well. Yeah.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Riggers, have any further?
Not from me.
Mr. Workman? Mr. Edson?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Mills?
No.
I have no further questions. Okay, hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think that there's several uniquenesses about the request. First off, you're looking at a narrow lot. You're looking at non-conforming properties adjacent. And you're looking at a uniqueness of mobile homes not being manufactured any narrower. So I think that the request is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property and maintain a conformity within the park where you do have decks on most all of the properties. The applicant didn't create the hardship, in my opinion, because of the situation, the way it is. I don't see where at all the essential character of the neighborhood, in fact, would more conform to that character. And the request, I think, is a minimum to afford relief, and I make a motion we approve case number 10,954.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,954. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Rickards?
I say no. Nay.
Nay? Okay.
Saying, and the reason for that is that they wouldn't be in violation if they would move the mobile home, and I think they're creating your own violation by putting the deck on there where you could have something else like a patio, and I believe that you're creating your own violation by doing that, because you can put the mobile home on there and still be in compliance. And the main thing's the mobile home, not the deck. That's my opinion.
Okay, so you're voting no? Wait, Mr. Workman?
I vote no too, same reason that was stated by Mr. Rickards.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
Aye, and I will reiterate Mr. Mills' points that it was not necessarily created by the applicant because of the existing mobile home on lot 102 and also from the deck on lot 100, and that it is unique in the size of the non-conforming lots.
Okay, and Mr. Callaway, I vote no, because I do feel also that it could be, the deck could be smaller for the reasons that had been stated by Mr. Rickards. So by a vote of 3 no votes and 2 yes, case number...
Mr. Chairman, I believe Mr. Mills needs to officially vote.
Okay, I'm sorry, Mr. Mills, official.
Vote yay.
You're voting yes.
For the reasons I stated.
Okay, I'm sorry. So again, by a vote of 3-2, excuse me, case number 10,954 is denied.
Thank you all.
Yes.
Case number